Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. I believe that today will be the last day of our examination, Elijah. I'm not sure. I plan on getting through it because we're about to see Elijah in the great scene that I dare say that most of us are familiar with, but he's taken up to heaven. But there's so much that's going on here. So we're in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. So listen to this. And it came about when the Lord was about to take up Elijah by a whirlwind to heaven that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Now, I'm going to have to emphasize Elijah and Elisha. Otherwise, I sound like I'm saying the same word, right? So anyway, and so this is from the writer's perspective. Okay, he's saying, okay, this is going down about the time that Elijah is going to be taken up. So did Elijah know that he was about to be taken up? Did Elisha know that Elijah was about to be taken up? Well, we're going to see in these 14 verses right here that, yeah, they knew. Well, how do they know? The Lord had revealed it. Let me show you how. Verse 2. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. So what you're going to see is that Elijah is moving around to three different places here, apparently on the same day or definitely the same time period here, okay? And each time he's trying to get Elisha to stay. He just tells him, "You can stay right here because I got to go on." Every time Elisha said, "No, I'm not going to stay. I'm going to stay with you." And this is probably the big principle for us today as life of new covenant believers is to press on. Even if we feel like we need to stay right here, "Lord, this is as far as I can go." If the Lord goes further, then you go with the Lord. There's a picture here, okay? So verse 3. They're at Bethel now. Then the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha, and they said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Be still." He's actually going to hear this three times, and every time it says today. And so that sort of makes me think that this all happened in the same day, right? And so the Lord had revealed to the sons of the prophets. You're also going to see that there are sons of the prophets in each one of these towns. There are people that the Lord's moving by his power of his spirit in a prophetic way to reveal things. And the Lord revealed to them that Elijah was about to be taken away, and they wanted to make sure Elisha knew. It's always interesting because the Lord had revealed to them that element, but he hadn't revealed the element that Elisha already knew. So verse 4, Elijah said to him, "Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. Verse 5, the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho approached Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be still." In other words, just chill out. Verse 6, then Elijah said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. Verse 7. Now, 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood opposite them at a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. So you have at least 50 of the sons of prophets that were in this region right here that were following them, and they stood at a distance. Well, then Elijah and Elisha come up to the Jordan. So you've got a lot of witnesses of what is about to happen. Verse 8, Elijah took his mantle, folded it together, and struck the waters. And they divided here and there so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. So this is actually the third time you see things in Scripture happening like this. Moses crossing the Red Sea, right? Joshua crossing the Jordan. And here Elijah and Elisha crossing. It's one thing to separate the water, but the ground was dry too. Verse 9, when they'd crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I'm taken from you. And Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Boy, is that not a profound request right here? Elisha was saying, I want double what you have. And Elijah knew that he was about to be taken up, and he says, what do you want from me? What can I do for you? So Elijah's response is this in verse 10. He said, you've asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken away from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. In other words, you need to keep pressing on and doing exactly what you've been doing. You've been staying with me. You've been staying with me. You've been staying with me. But there's going to be things that might arise that will separate us, right? He says, but just keep your eyes and keep your focus and keep your attention, and you'll receive a double portion. Let me just say this parenthetically, he actually does do this, and he does receive a double portion of his spirit. Well, how do we know that? Well, if for no other reason, I think there's seven different miracles that the scripture tells us that he does, what we would call miracles. Elisha has 14, okay? So you see evidence of a double portion type of thing there. Now, verse 10. He said, again, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. As they were going along and talking, because they're just going along, they're talking, they're just traveling, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, which separated the two of them. So this chariot of fire comes along, the horses of fire come along, and it separates them, is driven between them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. Elisha saw it. Okay, remember what he said, if you see this happening, you'll get the double portion. He saw it. He saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariots of Israel and his horsemen. And he saw Elijah no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He's grieving. He's mourning because he was his father. Okay, he was his father in the faith. He was father in the prophetic thing that's about to be done in his life. Okay, so he's mourning. He tears his clothes in two. Verse 13. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and returned and stood by the bank of the Jordan. So when Elijah was caught up, his mantle fell from him. God allowed that. God did that, blew it down there to where Elisha could pick it up. Elisha picks it up and he goes back to the Jordan. Well, here's his first test of faith, right? Verse 14. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and struck the waters and said, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he had struck the waters, they divided here and there, and Elijah crossed over. Wow. Yeah. So here we have the evidence that the mantle, that's the reason you'll hear that phrase, the mantle has passed from one to the other. That's literally what happened right here. Elijah was caught up to glory and apparently did not physically die. There's two people in scripture that did not die. Enoch is one. Enoch was described as walking with God, and he was not, because the Lord took him. Okay? So he did not die, and Elijah did not die. Sort of interesting. Will they die in the future? Perhaps. They could be the two witnesses that you see in Revelation that come forth and proclaim and then are killed. Sometimes I'm sort of inclined to believe that that's the truth, but maybe not. More along the line of that it's appointed once for all men to die, a man to die. These two didn't die. They've been before the Lord. Perhaps they'll come back and be those two witnesses. We know those two witnesses do die, and then they are caught up and are resurrected again. But I don't know. It's just an interesting thing to sort of think about. But forget this night. The whole reason we're looking at Elijah is what James said. He was a man like us, and he prayed. And the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man accomplishes a great, great deal. If you're saved, then you're righteous, and your prayers of faith will accomplish a great deal. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you next time.